Welcome to Let's Talk Land, a weekly land education talk show devoted to learning about land and farms, buying and selling, ownership, especially for real estate agents and realtors. Learn from the experts. Free land education. Hi, my name's Lou Jewell. I'm an accredited land consultant with United Country Real Estate. Sutton Properties, our new company. Buying or selling homes, land, or farms in Western Piedmont, North Carolina, or Southern Virginia, give us a shout. We'll help you out. Our new office is at 102 East Main Street next to BB&T Bank in downtown Pilot Mountain, North Carolina. Please make a note of our changes. Our company new website is www.allsuttonproperties.com. That's allsuttonproperties.com. Just a program note, Dr. Barbie's Ask the Doctor show will now follow this show and will air at 10 a.m. So stay tuned. Dr. Barbie's always got something of interest. Our guest today is Drew and Trish Airy and Eric Zellers. Welcome, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing great. I tell you what, I think I was in your backyard not too long ago, right?
Yeah, last, can't even remember when it was. But, came atop the Land 101 side.
Yeah, the Realtors Land Institute, and we have 10 courses, and I've been teaching our base course called Land 101. It came out in 2003 and had the honor of being a guest of the Oklahoma RLI Oklahoma chapter, which, Drew, I believe you're the current president, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Got quite a group down there. And we had one of the best group of students, some with no knowledge and a lot with a lot of knowledge. But I think when they all left, the comments was everybody was on the same level. So that was the goal of my teaching, is to do that. And evidently we did that successfully. And the facility was outstanding. You guys were hosts for the most. Just a very memorable experience, and I'd love to do it again with you.
Well, thank you, Lou. We really enjoyed having you. We had a lot of great feedback from the class, and we'll definitely gain some members through your teaching. And it was really good. I got a lot of good feedback, and we really appreciate having you, and hope to do it again.
Can't wait. So I want to talk. This is kind of I'm traveling around the United States with my ALC buddies. There's about 550 of us roughly in the United States, and our organization, believe it or not, 76 years old this year, and we have about 1,300 members out of 1.2 or 1.3 million realtors in the United States. So we're one of the smaller organization in the realtors world, but we're very dynamic, and we're like a family, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Yeah, we sure love to see that number grow, too.
Well,
and, we're have more of a presence, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, we don't want too many experts out there like us, you know. We want to take most of the business, right? Not that we're being selfish or anything. So, but, you know, anyone's always welcome, and obviously we're the organization to be involved with if you're interested in land and farm and ranch brokerage. We're it. Now, one thing that I wanted to point out that's kind of unique, a lot of the ALCs I've interviewed are my age, or actually a couple older, in the 60s, 70s, and soon to be 80s. But you guys are kind of the new generation. And, you know, things have changed so much since I've been in this business. And I want to talk about that a little bit. But you're also, you have your own company. But you're also part of Keller Williams Advantage Land Group, and we're going to talk about that in the show today, too, because they're just making a hell of a statement out there in the land and farm and ranch business, and I'm sure you guys are proud to be associated with them. But can you guys just give us a little background about yourselves and how you got started? I mean, I've got, like, several pages of resume here that's really interesting to read, but I'd rather not read it and let you guys just tell your story. This is your show, and it's your opportunity to talk about who you are and how you got there and where you want to go. And I want to really get into some of the new marketing and technology things that you guys are using, too.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, we'll just give you a brief overview of our story. So it's pretty neat, definitely handcrafted by our Heavenly Father. But anyway, we started out... I was actually in the auction business for about 10 years with a worldwide real estate auction company. And that's where I gained a lot of my knowledge and really started to get my feet wet. That's how I got involved in the Realtors Land Institute and really started to see what the best of the best in the business was doing. And it really was helpful to me to kind of understand global marketing from an auction perspective and be able to manage those projects and understand a time-sensitive marketing plan and why properties weren't selling. And I always got to hear why a property didn't sell because it made it to me and it was a selling auction. So I learned from those, and so we started to craft a business. In a little bit different manner. So Trish, I met her actually at Williams, which was about 6 years ago on Friday.
You remember that day, huh?
Yeah, so actually we've been together.
Congratulations.
6 years of marriage on Friday. So, and Trish is amazing. But anyway, so in regards to the auction business, I had roles as a closing coordinator, project manager, and then, like I said, I was the director of sales for commercial farm and ranch. And anyway, I ended up getting my accredited land consultant designation and then took my knowledge and expertise in the traditional world of real estate and joined Keller Williams Advantage. And at that time, Trish had left the auction business. She was managing a local chiropractor's office, which she actually loved that job.
Yeah, I would too.
She started early and she was always off by 5 p.m. and had Fridays off, and a lot of times she had Mondays off. I'm sure she dreams about that. She had it pretty good, but
yeah, really.
I'm not sure. Not sure if she'd go back now, but it sure sounds nice. But anyway, I actually ended up seeing if Trish would quit her job and kind of get into helping me. And we actually, it started out, I was going to be a residential, I was going to kind of do rural subdivisions, and she was going to stay at the chiropractor's office for a while. We bought 72 acres, remodeled the house, and that's when I bought my drone, just because I always wanted one, and I cleaned up the land, split it up, and started to market it for sale. And I put a really big sign on the highway, and the next thing I know, the neighbors were calling me, asking me to list their land. And anyway, it just started to get so busy with that. One neighbor called, and the next neighbor referred me, and, it just got to where I needed Trish's help, so I brought her into the fold. And we ended up starting Aerie Land Co. and with Eric. And it's just been amazing. Trish oversees the administrative assistance and general operations and payroll, and kind of our operations manager and my right-hand man. And it's just been great. So we started something that's never slowed down. About 90% of our business is word of mouth, and we have an amazing partner, Eric, and we're growing a team. And I'll let Eric tell a little bit about his story, and then we'll kind of tell about how our team and how Eric and I came together.
Perfect. So tell us about it, Eric. How are you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great.
I sure enjoyed meeting you guys.
Yeah, we had a blast. We really did. I enjoyed your silly little hat here.
What do you mean my silly little hat?
Don't get stories about your dog.
Don't get personal.
Okay. No, hey, it's been great. Drew did a great job of kind of giving an introduction there. And, while he was running around managing the auction side of things, I was a licensed civil engineer here in Tulsa, and did that for 11 years. And, the neat thing about the land business, at least from my perspective, is that you kind of have to just almost get lucky to get involved in it. It's not something you just start and decide, oh, I'm going to be a land real estate agent, or at least I haven't seen that. And it seems as though you just have to have the right doors open and the right opportunities come about. And, I had the opportunity getting involved with a land brokerage for a few years. And in that process, me and Drew start bumping into each other all the time. And Drew actually sold one of my properties for me, one of the acreages that I owned. And me and him met through the process of an offer, like a lot of real estate agents meet that way. And I got to talk to him about my land, and I said, man, you sell a lot of land in the Coweta Wagner area, and I've got some property out there. And it wasn't a week later we had a contract on it. And I realized I was dealing with a really honest, high integrity, high character individual, and we're very like-minded, and we take the land business very, very serious, and we do our best to be professionals at the highest level. And anyways, through the process of that transaction, a friendship came out of it, and then a lot of prayer and other things associated with what we saw as an opportunity to create a business to really help other like-minded individuals have a great opportunity to be really successful in the land business. And we felt like we've built a platform for those individuals, and really that's always what it's been about, Lou. We remind ourselves that quite often is that, when we first sat down in the cafe eating breakfast, we talked about how we wanted to create a system and process for people to do what we love. And that's what our mission statement really is within the company, aside from, excelling at selling land. That's really kind of what we've got our roots in and our foundation. So, yeah, it's been really exciting. Our team's grown. One of the neatest things that's ever happened in my life was I worked for Meshack & Associates, which is one of the top engineering firms in Tulsa, and owned by husband and wife, Janet and Tom Meshack. And they've been their door's been open since, I believe, 1985. And Tom Meshack just retired and joined our real estate team.
Really?
So, wow. Yeah.
That's exciting.
And he's a licensed engineer and a licensed surveyor as well. So in the land business, those
that's a great combination.
Yeah. And it's just surreal for me. I mean, it was really neat. I just went on a listing appointment with him recently, and just kind of we're back to doing business together. And he's definitely a mentor and hero of mine. Just, such a high, I don't know what the word is. It's surreal to be sitting next to him and thinking that he wanted to be a part of what Drew and I built and Trish and really neat. Really, really neat. So, we're excited.
Well, the good Lord definitely bless you guys. And Trisha, I want to hear something from you. Tell us about what's going on. What do you think about all this stuff?
Yeah, so I'm Trish. I'm Drew's wife and business partner. We tend to think that we're actually better business partners than we are married half the time. But either way, it worked out great. We have a lot of fun. Like you said, I started in the auction business with Drew. But when I was 18, and started in as a sales coordinator for the sales team. I was really interested in it. I loved it. I had a lot of fun, but I wasn't sold on the way auction really was. It wasn't something that really inspired me to stay in real estate. I thought about getting my real estate license, but didn't end up really doing it at that time. And then I met Drew, and he was, working for the farm, ranch, and land division there, and we started dating, and then after a while, he bought a house through the auction company there, and we remodeled it together, and then got married, and then said, man, we could do this, on other projects with maybe even land, and then he bought, the land, and he told that story, and so that was a lot of fun. At first, I wasn't 100% sold on doing the splitting of land. I wasn't really sure. I really knew nothing about that. So I learned a lot in the process. It's what really opened my eyes to, land. I mean, anything about it, and really just how it even worked and how you sold it. And so that was great. Good experience. Learned a lot. Drew decided, that he was going to leave Williams to Williams, and we prayed about it and really talked about it, and we did. We went with Keller Williams, and after about, I'd say, nine months, he, I was working for the chiropractor, loved my job. I'm still really good friends with the chiropractor that owns a business there, and just adore her. If I ever went back to an 8-to-5, that's where I'd go. I love what I'm doing, and so I was working there, and it was really hard for me to leave because of the consistency, and my, type of personality is very consistent with everything, but especially in a career type, position. So that was kind of hard for me to put my mind around being, in a career that is not education system.
I hear
it's
you.
It's just a different career type.
Well,
so Drew just,
We're talking to the Erie Land Company, Keller William Advantage. This is Let's Talk Land. So, Trish, tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, so then I ended up, you know, deciding to move my career over to real estate with Drew and do more of the back end and operations admin support for him, and got my real estate license, really started getting involved, and haven't turned back since. I love it. You know, it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, especially building a team and figuring out all the stuff we've figured out. We're doing things and setting the bar a little different than most teams or other real estate agents that we know of or seen out here in Oklahoma. And so, you know, with that takes a lot of extra effort and time. And so it has taken a lot, but it's been amazing. We've learned so much. I know each and every one of us have advanced our knowledge in real estate and in just in technology and all the things that we're really taking on. And so through it all, it's been nothing but amazing. So, it's awesome. We love it. We've got lots of new things coming that are exciting. And
well, tell us about some of those.
Okay. So we've got, well, one of our things that we're excited about is our recruiting video. We just did a About Us video that has really been amazing, that we're able to share with a lot of our clients, or not even clients, but potential sellers or buyers that maybe we want to work with or that don't know anything about us. It's just been a phone call or referral or whatever that looks like, that now we're sharing that video and really able to, present ourselves ahead of time with that so they feel comfortable with us. And it just opens that door to the knowledge that we have as a team and, our background. And then we've got a great video, another one that's coming out that more of a recruiting video. We're, obviously trying to build a team and a brand and get people to join because this is what we're passionate about, and we want to make others, have a great, easy experience starting real estate because it can be kind of scary and hard.
Perfect.
So we're trying to take a lot of that on now.
How long are these videos, Trish?
The first one is that we did 3 minutes or so.
Okay.
And I believe the other one's about the same. Okay. Yeah. Those two, we did them a little bit longer than I think they even recommend you do, but we just felt that was what
we wanted to do. Are you putting these on social media, YouTube and Facebook and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're putting them, all those places. We're putting them on YouTube, Facebook. We're sharing them, with our clients, potential clients, website. It's really everywhere. I mean, it's just such a key advertisement for ourselves. And it just really does show the public that we are set apart from, a traditional agent in the land business, because we have the tools and technology that, and no offense to them, that they may not have accessible, because we spend a lot of extra time, money, and effort to get those things prepared and those tools together for our clients.
Do you want to share some of your secrets?
Oh, I don't know. Eric's got a couple.
Well, you may not want to now.
I think really I wouldn't say it's a secret, but
I know
it's definitely something that we stand for, and that is that each property, to sound like an engineer, is a project, and there's real people associated with it, and there's real stories behind each property. And I think, that's one of the things, aside from, the thrill of the deal or being out on another beautiful piece of property, really is to hear those stories that individuals have about their land. I'll never forget, it's probably 6 months into the land business, I was on a property in western Oklahoma and touring it with three sisters, elderly sisters that all, had inherited this property, and just it was time to let it go. Their children weren't going to farm it, weren't going to raise cattle, and they needed to sell. And and I was riding around really enjoying myself, and next thing I could hear somebody crying. I looked back.
Oh no!
One of the sisters is crying. The other one's hugging them, and they're apologizing to me. Sorry, we're getting emotional,
sure.
They're like, we just passed where grandpa. Yeah, We just passed where Grandpa used to always take a nap after he got done working. Yeah. And, you know, it had been in their family since the early 1900s. So that's just so neat that we get to be a part of that transition and, you know, the passing of a torch, if you will, to another landowner. And it's important that we, you know, hold that story, you know, tight to the chest. And if you understand, and then, you know, and then there's other stories. There's the development. There's, you know, transitional land. And it's not always, you know, that warm, fuzzy story, but there's always no two pieces of property are the same.
That's right.
No two pieces of land are the same. And, you know, digging deep into what makes each one of them unique and developing unique strategies for marketing that and exposing those things to the public is, you know, is really what, you know, we as land agents need to strive to do at the highest level.
Out of the box thinking.
Yeah. Exactly. It's not just take my photos, you know, write a quick little paragraph and throw it up on the internet and it'll sell. There's a lot more to it than that. And, you know, we've developed a staff and a team that we may not know the answers individually, but as a team we do. And we'll be the first to say, you know, sir, ma'am, you know, we will dig into that and get you the answers that you need. And that's really one of the other things that we know through Keller Williams as well, number one real estate company in the world. We know that we can dig into that resource as well.
Tremendous resource.
I think it's really powerful. So.
Yeah, they've been around since, 83? Gary Keller and Joe Williams started that, and it's world's largest real estate franchise with approximately 134,000 agents and about 770 offices around the world. I tell you, they've got, you know, I'm a United Country franchise owner, and they were the first one to open up in 1928. So they preceded Keller Williams, but they got some new owners a number of years ago, and they've really transformed that from a family-owned business that was second generation and kind of getting worn out, and they're making great strides. But I've always admired the Keller Williams program as well. So, you know, for those out there in the listening audience, you know, the independent agents are okay too. But you know, with the technology and the things, it's just moving so fast. Working with agents that are involved in these large organizations, it's amazing the tools that we have. And the education structure that just gives us an advantage for the buyers and the sellers. I think you guys would agree with that statement.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the big things with our company that makes us, Erie Land Co., so powerful is our communication and customer service paired with the tools and technology that we use and have you know, really got familiar with. So, you know, we definitely have a way of follow up that most don't have, and we have some really awesome methods and systems and processes that we've really fine tuned, and our staff is really good at communicating with our clients and making sure that we are really paying attention to what's going on with their property and giving them feedback and working through to find a solution, which is finding a buyer. So. We've got pretty good at solving problems and get prices where they need to be to get stuff sold, and I think that's one of the really strong attributes of our team is our ability to put together really educated valuations and, you know, really educate our clients on you know, what the market is and let them realize for themselves what it's going to take to sell the property. Yeah. So,
you know, I kind of have to laugh because I was reading some of the stuff that we passed back and forth that you're couching yourself with 33 years of experience. Hell, you guys ain't much over 33 years old, are you?
Eric's rolling up on 40.
That's right.
Yeah, well, I'll be
Trish, I know how old you are, but I'm not going to repeat it because you know how ladies don't like to talk about their age.
Yeah. I just bailed on my 20s.
you guys got a bright future ahead of you. What's going on in Oklahoma land and ranch business? Is it more buyers? Is there less property? What's the products that are selling? Is it the 10 acres, the 50 acres? What's your market like there?
Well, one of the really interesting things that the National Association of Realtors published last year, or it might have been the first this year, but what they said is Oklahoma is one of the top 10 recession-proof states in terms of real estate.
I saw that.
And yeah, and so that's really neat to know that. And then we're nestled in an area where you go south into Texas, and real estate is quite high. You go east into what's really booming, that northwest Arkansas area, and Rogers, Arkansas, that area around Walmart and all that. That's really booming. It's pretty expensive. And you get up into Missouri and Kansas City, and it's the same. And so Oklahoma and land prices are very reasonable. And I think a lot of our neighbors, a lot of the people that we deal with, especially of late, we're getting a lot of buyers, especially a lot of Texas buyers. And we get a lot of out-of-state buyers looking at Oklahoma.
But what are they looking for? What are they looking for? What type of product?
Oh, man, it ranges really from anything from record. You know, I'd say a lot of the Texas buyers seem to be real big on the recreational property.
Yeah, that's hot right now.
Yeah, Dallas is only, you know, 2-3 hours away to some of the properties that we're selling.
And, okay.
There's some just fantastic hunting opportunities in Oklahoma. You know, Oklahoma, a lot of people may not realize, it's extremely diverse.
Yeah.
There's everything from desert to, you know, almost temperate subtropic in the southeastern portion of the state, all the way up to, you know, really rolling hills and, you know, the kind of the Ozarks dip into Oklahoma. And there's, you know, the prairie. It's just a very, very diverse state and has a ton to offer. You know, a lot of people that haven't visited, and when they do come, they, you know, a lot of people think, oh, just Oklahoma's a bunch of farmers and cows, and they come here and realize actually that, you know, it's a really beautiful state. And so, yeah, you know, also to answer your question, you know, ranching is real big. The cattle business is big here. As you go out west, there's in north central Oklahoma, there's some really good cultivation ground, soybean, milo, that type of stuff.
Right.
You know, so the part in the area that we also really seem to excel at is that transitional land around our cities, around Tulsa, around Broken Arrow, you know, as you get up over into Edmond area, just where, you know, that 40 acres of pasture is now going to turn into, you know, a rural residential situation. And, you know, that's been a really hot market for us, that 25 to 30 minutes to town where you can have 5 or 10 acres that you call your own. And that market's been really strong over the last couple of years.
What type of hunting, what type of critters have got out there?
We've got all the critters. It depends on what part of the state. You know, here where we're at, northeastern Oklahoma, you've got deer, turkeys, quail in some limited supply up here. You've got, you know, wild hogs, and some people like them and some people don't. It just depends on the individual.
Right.
Great dove hunting. We're just littered with ponds and lakes to fish. So that's great. North central Oklahoma, you've kind of known for monster whitetail hunting. You know, you can harvest a whitetail that'll net over 180 inches in that area of the world, and it's because of all the agriculture.
Sure.
There's just so much food. Good creek bottoms and things like that. So tons of turkeys and deer out there. The quail hunting's better out there. And then there's also one very unknown thing is how great the pheasant hunting is in north central Oklahoma.
Hmm.
Another phenomenon that really has taken off, and I don't know, pun intended, but waterfowl hunting in Oklahoma has really seen a rise in developers and people interested in developing wetlands in this part of the state. We've had, both Drew and I have sold quite a few properties of recent to wetland development, you know, future waterfowl projects. And that's been really neat to see. A lot of people discuss the flyways starting to move more over this direction, and that area of north central Oklahoma is just really kind of waiting to take off again. There I go again.
I got one. My doggy Shad is here with me. She's on all my shows, and she wants to know if you got any squirrels out there.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? You got some squirrels out there?
Shad,
next time I go to Oklahoma, you're going to have to come with me. They said there's some squirrels out there.
We've got black bear in the the southeastern part of the state. And you can you can get a permit to hunt bear as well. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we've got red squirrels, gray squirrels. What kind of squirrels does your dog like?
We're going to take a break here. We're talking to the Erie Land Company, Keller Williams Manage. This is Let's Talk Land. Okay, guys, so where are we going to go next to this? You guys have got such a great opportunity and future ahead of you. You know, what is it that you guys are doing different? Now, you know, I mentioned I'm old school, and that's fine. We're trying to learn how to do things, but that's all right. But you guys have been around technology, the newer stuff, you know, since you were little, which I wasn't. And what's out there and what's the opportunities that's ahead? Why would somebody want to be – a lot of people want to be realtors. You know, 98% of our real estate industry is they sell houses. So that leaves 2% of us to do the commercial, the land and farm and ranches and property management and international and so on. So for the listening audience out there, why would they want a career in and especially land, farm, and ranch sales?
Well, it's just an awesome, you know, if you enjoy the outdoors, you know, I always say if you like being busy, and you like meeting people and you know, doing a little bit of paperwork, it's an awesome career. You know, there's a lot of tools out there to help you. We use some of, we use MapRite, which is an awesome mapping tool that you can share maps. You can take photo points and geotag photos to show people where you were at on the map when you took the photo, and then share it with them, and they can see where you took the photo. You know, we use a lot of the contour, topo, floodplain, school district, FEMA layers. You can use, there's all kinds of layers on there, so you can determine a lot about a piece of land just off of a map these days.
Yeah, soil and water, too. Yeah, soil maps.
Yep, you can pull soil maps, too. So you can do quite a few things with MapRite these days. And we embrace a lot of the technology. We use a CRM system.
What is that? What is the CRM system?
It's Brivity, and basically it's a lead tracking and somewhat of an automation system. You know, the best CRM out there is the one you use. I've heard that my whole career, and it's true. We've switched off of a couple. You know, we haven't found a great CRM that's just land focused. We tried a Syndic that's not too bad. But anyway, this is something through Keller Williams that we're using. And like I said, it's supposed to help with a lot of automation and things of that nature. So we're excited to see where that takes us. But we've been using Ascendic, which is a Salesforce product. And it's been pretty good at least storing our contacts.
Is this akin to is this akin to artificial intelligence? I had a show with two nice German guys that's developing that for residential. Are you guys looked into any of that at all?
Yes. Yeah, we have all of that for residential.
Right.
And some of our team, you know, we do sell some homes, you know. Maybe 5 or 10 a year. But we really just focus on land, ranches, but we do use that for some of our clients. You know, we do focus on our sphere of influence and a lot of the things that we do. You know, we don't want to lose some of our clients. We know how to sell houses, so if we feel like it's worth it and it's a client we want to represent, we'll do it. If not, we just refer them.
Understand. So what else is new and hot out there?
As far as technology goes, I think it's DroneU. There's a new way to order freelance drone photography, which we've used here and there, which is a pretty neat feature. But, you know, it's your best bet to get in with a good photographer locally.
Absolutely.
To be honest with you. But that's something if you can't get a hold of somebody or need something quickly, it's really actually convenient. Let's see, what else are we using? our CRM. We talked about our mapping system. We all used utility vehicles for sure. Yeah, we all use utility vehicles. We all have ATVs that go around, little buggies to show property, four-seaters. We can get
you don't have the helicopter
family around.
You don't have the helicopter and airplane yet?
Well, we do helicopter tours. We just did one last in August.
Okay.
So.
It's a hell of a way to show property, isn't it?
Yeah, we have a 3,000-acre listing up in Nolotta, well, 2,925 acres, and it's so pretty because it borders the Ulaga Lake. So, anyway, wow. It's really neat to see from the air.
That's the way to do it.
Hey, and Lou, we did that that tour through RLI, through our Oklahoma store. Yeah, we did a ranch tour, invited brokers within, you know, nationwide and within our state.
Yeah, what a great idea.
We had an individual speak on 1031 exchanges, and we had some guys from Ag Credit, Farm Credit there to talk about ag loans.
Best place to get.
We got everybody together around some good old barbecue and jumped in a helicopter and toured a really beautiful ranch. So
don't tell too much about what RLI does now, because we're a very special group. And we don't want anybody to know that we have a lot of fun.
Right. Well, and that was one of the things. We had one of our newer agents there, and you could just read all over his face, just, wow, this is what you guys do. And I kind of told him, I was like, we don't get an helicopter every day.
But
it definitely was a lot of fun. You know, we do have those pinchy moments quite often where, you know, people open their gate and let us in on one of their most valuable assets, and we get to drive around and see it. It's amazing.
It's crazy.
And, you know, you get to see things as the sun's coming up and as the sun's setting that, you know, a lot of individuals just don't get to experience that. And, you know, I'm always reminding myself to, you know, build in that extra hour or that extra 30 minutes to enjoy yourself. Because,
absolutely.
I mean, it's just such a privilege, you know, to be able to do what we do. It really is amazing.
Now, Trish, they don't let you go with them, right? They keep you in the little office there and make you slave away.
Yeah, they're kind of scared. Usually if I do come with, their clients want to deal with me only. So
we need to change that paradigm. You need to put Trish out there in the forefront. Put her in the front
exactly.
seat of the helicopter.
Right.
So what do you like about the land business, Trish? Give us the female perspective.
Well, I mean, I absolutely like the outdoors. It's fun being able to get those opportunities because I do go on quite a bit of the listing appointments with Drew. We like to do a lot of it together just because, honestly, a lot of our clients are husband and wife that we end up sitting down with.
Sure.
So we'll go and, you know, have dinner or listing appointments end up turning into usually more of a conversation and a friendly gathering versus listing appointments. You know, it's a good opportunity, and meeting people, just getting really involved in our community is something I really enjoy, and being a part of something bigger, you know, than just a desk job that you sit kind of behind all day. I do a lot of the operations, so I enjoy that. I like managing. I like overseeing, you know, and being in that role, it's fun. And I like the training part of it too, that I get to do. So, that's a lot of fun for me. I kind of wear a lot of hats, with what we do due to the fact that I am Drew's wife and, I am an agent, you know, and then I also oversee the admins and, a lot of behind the scenes. So I do a lot, but I love it. It's fun. Definitely, different, but fun. And, you know, I think you were kind of talking about some of our tools and things that we do that, you know, are different. And I think one of our things is we're really big about communication, and we do that in a lot of different ways, you know, with just checking in on our clients, the agents themselves, making sure that we're keeping up with what's going on with the market so we can, you know, if we know that maybe a property looks a little high and we've had that conversation on the front end, we're calling to, you know, check with our clients and let them know, hey, here's what's selling in your area. Here's what's already sold recently. So you kind of know, you know, that your property may be a little bit higher, like we talked about. We can get easier price reductions that way. We send out marketing emails, you know, to our clients to keep them informed with the statistics that are going on with all of our website hits and phone calls that we've had in. So we're very communication based.
Clients want to know, is anybody looking at my property? You know, communication, you know, when I started out in our class, you guys remember, I said, you know, and I do this in all my classes, and I don't know if it's appropriate, but I like it. But, you know, I always bring out the point, you know, I say, we're not real estate agents and we're not realtors. And I get real quiet because it's one that's going to say, like, well, then what are we? And as you remember, I said that we're professional problem solvers. And that's really our vocation, isn't it? We're actually, when a person comes to us, it's always Lou, Trish, Dew, or Eric, you know, I've got a problem. I need to buy something, or I've got a problem. I need to sell something. And if you take that assignment, from the time you take that assignment to you go to that glorious closing and celebrate, you know, it's constantly solving the problems. This, that, this didn't work. Nobody's, you know, it's just, and that's what we do. And some people just don't have that personality or background, and actually they need to keep doing what they're doing. You know, sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And, you know, I've never heard a client or anybody in my lifetime say, you know, that person over-communicated.
No, I haven't either.
You know, I just have never heard that being an issue. So I think that that's something that, you know, we see as a big, you know, big tool that we can use, you know, with our clients. So,
And if you're successful, you're going to put that 60, 70, 80 hours in a week, too. It just takes it. People don't realize, you know, think that we're out there just running around. But, you know, you've got a large portfolio inventory, and then you got a good cadre of buyers. I mean, you know, just to keep up with them all. I mean, I've had as many as 218 listings, which is kind of unprecedented. You know, a lot of inventory.
Wow.
And in two states. So I've been there in the trenches and, you know, like you guys are now. So,
Yeah, it's hard when you do get a lot of listings. I mean, it can be obviously more of a challenge, but that's why, you know, one big thing that Drew and Eric and I have all really talked about is leveraging. You know, we learned that really early on, faster than probably most.
Yeah.
You know, we learned that, and especially coming from the auction world where Drew and I came from, that, you know, we had the back end support was huge there. I mean,
yes.
I was one of them for the sales team, you know.
Yeah, it takes it takes a crew to manage an auction.
And, you know, and that's just the thing. If you want to be the best, you got to operate how the best are operating. And bigger companies like Williams & Williams, who we came from, were a national company. And
excellent
they
company.
Were selling all around the world. And
excellent
they had
company.
To have.
Yeah, very familiar with
you
them.
Know, yeah, all of the, they had to have all that stuff. We just learned a lot of things along the way. And then we learned, you know, that if you want to be that over communicator or really top communicator with your clients, you've got to have people on your back end and people helping you to do that, because you just physically could never do it, you know. So we've learned a lot of cool things like that along the way, and it's really helped us. We've had a lot of testimonials come in that we do a testimonial sheet at all of our closings that they fill out, so that we can learn, you know, what we're doing or what we could do differently. And it's so funny, because I'd say about probably 75-80% of them come back saying all about how the communication. They just communicated through the whole way, you know, through the whole process. We had full faith because we knew everything that was going on, and we felt really comfortable with, you know, them being knowledgeable and taking it on and, you know, communicating with us that everything was good along the way. So it's just, it was a really eye-opener for me, because I thought, man, all of our clients get so many referrals now. And what's the biggest thing? And one of the biggest things is our communication. So coming from me, I know there's a lot of other areas that we do well, but that's one that I think has honestly been a huge thing for us. So.
Well, when you get a lot of referrals, that says a lot about you guys and who you are and your personality and your drive and your communication skills, because that is the best acknowledgement I think we can get in our industry, is people to recognize us and share what we've done for them with others and give us a chance to help them. So that's
absolutely
quite a testimonial.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The best compliment you can give.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I just want to change subjects just a second and bring in the Realtors Land Institute. I joined it. It was a group in the Winston-Salem area back in 97. I got my license in 94 I was doing some land transaction with. They said, why don't you get involved with the Realtors Land Institute? And I said, what is it? And they said, well, come to one of our meetings. There were only eight of us back then, and having lunch. And they said, we got a class coming up, the old subdivision class at Ned Massey, Grant Massey up in Richmond, Virginia. teaches and has taught for years and was one of our past presidents. But I took that class, and being in a rural area, you know, the company I was with had done some land developing, and I wanted to learn more about it, but I didn't have the confidence. But after taking that one class, now I wasn't a member of RLI at the time, and they allowed that to happen, but I ended up over the years doing over 60 rural subdivisions. But Realtors Land Institute, we have by far really the only education other than the four-hour class that I developed for the state of North Carolina, which is quite unique, but for CE credit. But our education classes, our courses on agriculture and timber and 1031s and, of course, the Land 101, which is a base class. And now we've got a new rural land class, which I'm more excited to take because that's what's hot right now. But didn't you find going through, Drew, especially our RLI classes, it just gives you, every class gives you more confidence. You learn more, but then you also are able to apply that to your business. Is that true?
I think I said that last time you were cutting out.
I'm sorry. Technology, huh? Talk about technology.
Yeah, sometimes.
No, I was just talking about RLI and the more, you know, classes that you take, you know, that gives you more confidence that you can apply, you know, to situations. And every deal is different. And even though I've been doing this almost 30 years, you know, there's always something new I've never heard of. And, you know, it's crazy how much there is to be involved. I mean, look at the shows I've done just on the subject of land. There's a lot to it.
Yeah, sure is. You're always learning. Yeah, you know, Lou, that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to be a part of RLI, aside from Drew really being a huge advocate of it, is just it's an arena for us land individuals, those that call being a land realtor or land real estate agent.
Land man and land lady, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's a place where we all get together and we share ideas, and it's a forum where we strive to do better for the individuals we serve, the clients we serve. So, obviously at times the gloves come off and you're competitors and you're fighting for a new listing or a new property to represent. But at RLI, everybody's friends and everybody gets along and we're all there to share and, you know, really just become better professionals. So, I love being a part of RLI and am a huge advocate. I just recently was sworn in as secretary, and there is the Oklahoma chapter. Drew is our state chapter's president. So
I was there.
Yeah, we really, really can't tell you enough, Lou, how much we appreciated your input at our monthly meeting.
Thank you.
We want to see that group grow, and we want to see it.
I want to see it grow, too.
Continue to grow. So we do appreciate that. Your input was very, very well received. So thank you for that.
Yeah. So with all that said, where are you guys going? What's the next 5 years going to look like for you?
Oh, man, that's a great question. So we're working our way into Kansas and Missouri, and we plan to hit all of our neighboring states, and we just plan to continue to grow our team and give the opportunity for other agents to have, lives worth living and businesses worth owning and, give them opportunity to be in the outdoors and enjoy what they do. And we just continue to keep our heads down and keep growing and see who wants to join us and how far we can get. You know, Lou, Trish had mentioned our recruiting video, and so far, you know, our team's just grown organically. It's just been through, you know, the natural process of doing transactions and meeting other individuals. And I don't think it's a hard thing to sell, being a land man or a land woman in Oklahoma. It's a great job and has a very bright future. You know, being a part of the land business in Oklahoma, we're kind of there's just a few of us really that really call themselves land professionals.
Yeah, that's true.
There just isn't a whole lot, and there's a lot of land out there, and a lot of times the land gets represented by agents that don't really call land their expertise, and you know, as you pointed out at Land 101, we should stay within our realms of expertise, and that's actually a part of our code of ethics. So, there just isn't just a lot of land guys in Oklahoma, and there's just a great opportunity. And we've kind of taken the bull by the horns and are running with it. And, you know, like Drew said, We've got an agent right now licensed in Kansas, and we've got one that lives in Missouri that's serving Northeast Oklahoma, so we just naturally are going to move into those states and
there
start offering our services. So we'll go as far and as it'll take us. I think, you know, we didn't really have a plan to grow outside of Oklahoma, and it happened pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I always advocate for those that realtors out there, you know, that if it's something that you are interested in the land business, is associate with a land company, you know. And also, on the flip side of that, those that come and take my Land 101 class and other RLI classes, they may be in a residential-oriented firm. But if they'll spend the time and learn about land, what they'll find is that the other real estate agents will be giving them referrals because of code of ethics, because there's no land education out there. And you know, that they'll be the land person. I mean, I hear this all the time. Thank you for letting me take your class, because now there's 20 agents and I'm the only person that does land, and everybody gives me their land contacts. So, you know, I mean, if you want to be in the land business, either associate with the, especially if you're in the Oklahoma area and surrounding area, with the Airy Land, Keller Williams Advantage Company, because, I mean, here are the guys. You can feel the energy and the enthusiasm, and these guys are going fast, and they're going to grow big, and hop on the train and go with them.
Well, we appreciate that, Lou. And we would be happy to be pulling them along with us. And, you know, it's amazing because, you know, RLI and every one of us, I feel like we need to educate, you know, the community that they do have an option to go with a land professional. One of my most recent listing appointments, I just went on, I was, you know, coming behind another agent, and the owner was showing me his property, and I just asked him, I said, how many times did your agent show the property? And he goes, what do you mean, show the property? And I go, well, how many times did they show it? And he goes, no, I showed it every time.
Oh, boy.
I go, what do you mean? And he goes, well, I mean, they didn't have a pickup truck or any real good way to get out here and show my land. So they would just call me, and I would show them my property. And,
oh boy.
You know, that's not really should be the job of the seller to
yeah.
do.
And then they're going to pay them a commission?
Yeah. Right. And, you know, it took some of our marketing for him to find us and realize that, hey, you know, I think you guys, I checked you guys out, your stuff out, and, wow, you guys look like you really, really know your stuff when it comes to land. And we're like, yeah, we're happy to help. So, you know, I think that there's still a lot that the general public doesn't know what a real estate agent does, and really a land agent as well. You know, it's, until you do it, you don't really know.
No, the public thinks because you have a real estate license, you can do anything. So imagine somebody call you up and say they want you to sell one of the high-rise buildings in downtown Tulsa. What would you tell them? You know, I mean, that's not what I do. You know, that's not, I don't have the
right
background or expertise. But I have someone that's very good at it, and let me refer you. Is the way to
exactly.
do it. So, you know,
yep.
for the listing audience out there, you know, you don't go to a dentist to have brain surgery, and you don't go to a brain surgeon to have your teeth cleaned. And our industry is not quite that complex, but it is departmentalized, and there are specialty groups, and land is now recognized as a specialty group. I'll brag on myself. I got that involved, included in our code of ethics back starting in 2008, and our board of directors approved it in 2010 and made land a specialty, as the other categories like residential, commercial, property management, appraisal, international real estate, and so on. They're specialties. So it's real important.
That's a great job.
But with only a couple more minutes left here, let's kind of review and let's leave the listening audience with something that's going to remember. So you can tell a joke or a story and something that's, you know, I'm just teasing. But let's kind of recap here and leave the listening audience with an impression of who you guys are and where you want them to be.
Sounds great. So are we ready for that right now, Luke?
Yeah, you can. Not your commercial, but let's just recap on who you are and where you're going and why you want people to be involved and know about you.
Yeah. So, you know, our tagline that we use that we really like is land through a different lens. And,
ooh, I like that.
You know, we've been intentional about that because it gets people to ask, well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And that gives us the opportunity to say, hey, you know, we are accredited land professionals or consultants, as Drew is an ALC, like yourself, Lou. I am a licensed civil engineer, and I manage the survey department of the engineering company I used to work for. And we just recently put on our staff a licensed engineer and surveyor. We all, Drew, myself, and Mr. Meshack, and some of our other team members are landowners. And so we like to think and say that we see property through a different lens, and that we could provide new insight, new ways to market or identify and express value. And so we are big on identifying those things and telling those stories. And so that's kind of what we stand for and what we get real excited about. And that paired with being able to develop relationships and help people out. I mean, real estate is so much about helping individuals and developing relationships. And, like you said at our class, you said that, you know, some of the people that you've done transactions with are now some of your best friends.
Absolutely.
Exactly. We've had that too. And that's really special. And you're rubbing elbows with successful people, and there's always new things to learn. It might not just be in the land business, but it might be morally, ethically. It could be, spiritually you could learn things. And, you know, I've prayed with some of my sellers and buyers and had some really, really neat stories. And that's where it goes beyond just a job, and that's when it becomes something really special. And we definitely love what we do and love talking about it, and we appreciate you bringing us on to talk more about land in Oklahoma and Airy Land Company. And so we are very, very grateful and blessed individuals for
yes,
sure.
Yes, you are. The good Lord's bless you. You know, I pray too, and a lot of those times I prayed that this situation will resolve itself and that I can get to closing.
<It's>, right.
Thank you, Lottie. You know, and I increased my tithe after those two, by the way. But it's quite a business to be in. You know, people ask me, so you going to work today? And I say, God, I hadn't worked in years. Where are you going? And they said, what do you mean? Aren't you a real estate agent? I said, well, yeah. Well, what do you mean you're not going to work? I said, because I love what I do. If you love what you do, it's not work, is it, guys?
Right, exactly.
Right.
Nope, I agree.
So with just a few minutes left here, we're going to let you guys introduce yourself again, your company, maybe your address, your website, and definitely your emails individually and your telephone number. So who wants to start? Trish?
Sure, yeah. So I'm Trish Airy, Drew's wife and business partner here at Airy Land Co. I handle most of the operations for the team. I'm also a real estate agent, and we would love to help you if you have anything you need. Our website is airylandco.com. Our email is info@airylandco.com. And the telephone number, just kind of a general number to reach us, that is 918-884-8851.
Okay, and that's Airy, A-R-Y, Land Company, right?
A-R-Y.
Yep. Drew?
Yes.
How about your...
Good job, Chris.
Yeah, great job, that. Guys. Drew, what's your phone number? You want to give out your cell number or... your email address?
Yeah, love you to have my cell number. And make sure to check us out on Facebook. You definitely want to see a picture of my wife. She is
gorgeous. I'm not going to say what you put in the script you sent me, but it was very descriptive.
You spared me there. I appreciate it.
No problem.
And, Lou, we've been talking about, you ever watched The Fisherman Bill dance?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, you ever see the like 10-minute montage of him hitting his shin on the trailer hitch?
I have.
Yeah, well, we've thought about and talked about maybe us RLI guys, we should all get together and do a land bloopers video.
I love it. You might be a landman if you got 3 rolls of toilet paper in your trunk. Anyway, I got to go, guys. Just hang in there with me, okay? Thank you.
Hey, 918-884-LAND is
okay.
My number.
Okay. All right, thank you for joining us today. Let us know how you like the show. If you have any guests or topics you'd like to suggest, we'd appreciate them. All questions are welcome, and all of our guests may be emailed with your questions or concerns as well. This show is for the public and, most importantly, for real estate agents who do not have a source of land education. All of our shows after their broadcast is downloaded on www.letstalkland.net, Podbeam, Spotify. My email is Lou, at mylandpro.com. My cell number is 336-669-1405. Rodney, how do they get in touch with us?
Well, then go to our website. Go to WKT1090.com and click on our website there, and they can see all the pictures of the gang here. And also, they can download the Simple Radio app and hear us anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
That's right.
Nominated 5 times as the best beach and music oldies.
That's right, on the East Coast.
And you just got a nice award recently.
That's right, the Reader's Choice Award 2019 for the Announcer of the Year.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.